Good morning, Tarot Tribers. We are at the last week of November. Super exciting. This is going to be a good one. And I am actually just picking our cards for this week to see how we're wrapping up this month. Oh dear, this looks interesting. Okay, I like it. So there's been a ton of intensity this month around really looking into who we are. My name is Lisa Dawn Lajoie. Again, for those of you who don't know, sometimes I forget to introduce myself. I'm the owner and creator of the Tarot Tribe. I'm super excited that you're listening to my monthly forecast. I do these forecasts really to help people find the transformational energy inside of the month and using tarot to do so. This is not a reading per se for one individual person. This is a reading for anyone who listens to this audio. And so there's an intuitive interpretation along with a flow related to the cards as they express themselves to me for everyone who listens. And we have the Fool, the Five of Cups, the Three of Pentacles, the Knight of Wands, the Ten of Swords, and the Hangman. Let me tell you, this is super interesting because as this month has been unraveling, the same cards are coming up each week when I do the spreads, which is always mind-blowing to me because it just tells me how much tarot is in the flow with revealing through the spiritual plane messages. Because when I do readings or anything like this, I always ask from a universal perspective, what is the guidance? And, you know, it's always interesting to me when the guidance is flowing from week to week with a similarity and a conclusive similarity as this week is. Interesting. So we have the Fool, which is really about taking risks and opening the door to yourself and the new endeavors of your life. And if I remember correctly, I think it was week one that had that. I'm not sure 100%. I don't remember everything. I just remember the feeling of and the intuition that I had. We have the Five of Cups, which is really about looking at your life. And instead of looking at the things that are upsetting you, look at the things that are left over with the Two of Cups and the Two of Cups standing up in the card. It's time to turn around and look at what you do have instead of what you don't have. This week is about, hey, wake up. Do you want to see what you do have or you just want to keep staring at what you don't have and complaining about that? Because it's important that you step up your game by clearly seeing how you can make a contribution to your life experience. So that Three of Pentacles is really revealing to me. And, you know, my intuition around the whole thing is that you have the opportunity to open up and to grow and to take actions that make a difference in your life versus just whining and pining and wondering when something is going to happen to you. Stop doing that. It's important. All of us need to stop doing that. Not just you, but me too. Anybody and everybody who's listening to this, stop whining. Step into a place of action. Little bits of action create an amazing impact in making changes in your life. And you have the power in your hands to take small little steps to make great transformation, which will lead you into your happiness. The rest of, you know, the cards describe taking those kinds of actions. And the reason I'm saying what I'm saying is two. One of them, I'm seeing it intuitively, and also even the cards describe to me the Ten of Swords. It's time to stop the whining. It's time to stop the complaining. It's time to let it go. Stop fighting what needs to end mentally, emotionally, physically. That Hangman says you need to let go and fall into the place of grace with the Creator. Go to the universe and say, it's in your hands. Help me change. Show me what risks to take. Help me stop the emotional kind of way that I walk through my life with whining or complaining or not seeing the glasses half full, but instead seeing it as half empty. And surrender into the complete change that's possible, that's coming forward, that's been coming forward all week to end your karmic lessons and to rise into who you are truly and who you are truly meant to be and what you're here to do. You know, karma is about what you're here to do coming forward and expressing itself to you. So we end the week on a bang. We end the week on surrender. So surrender and trust and have an amazing week, and we'll see you next month.